much too early in the game.
Oh, but I thought
I'd ask you just the same.
What are you doing New Year's?
New
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric and Kathleen, Trisha on assignment, and our very, very delightful special guest, celebrity groomer, former model, mom, star of the tour group on Bravo Tuesdays, 10 o'clock, Michelle Harvey. This has been fun.
This is very fun.
A lot this of fun.
This has very been fun. Good grammar.
And now we're going to have lots of fun.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's a lot of fun on New Year's Eve. So.
Oh, yeah. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we've celebrated every holiday throughout
except
this
Labor Day.
Show. Well, yeah, we had to leave a couple of them out. We'll have a sequel to the show. How's
okay,
that?
Okay, I like
all right.
it.
Well, this is OJ's bringing us back into the segment with What
OJ.
Are You Doing? The OJs, not OJ.
Oh, the OJ. I heard you OJ.
I thought he meant Simpson.
Well, yeah, okay. The OJs bring us back in with, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, what did you
What did I do?
Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's a great segue into dating advice.
That's great radio. I'm like, what did you do?
Exactly.
I didn't do very much. It wasn't very special.
It wasn't?
I have,
every day is special.
Well, yeah, every day is special. I went out with my friends. But yeah, the dating advice. I'm not doing that
well. It's right on your website. What do you do on a first date? Dating advice in general. It's a great website, like I said. Ask a question.
Well, yeah.
How does the young man get a date? That's a question.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't need help there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. I'm
you
sorry.
Confidence. Hannah, you'll say confidence, right?
Yeah.
Confidence, eye contact.
Eye contact?
Yeah. Oh, like, that's, I can't that's tell important. You how many people, like younger people too, they'll just be like, what are you looking at? Is there a bug in here? Like, you're not even looking at me. You know, it's just weird. Eye contact. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Confidence.
What would you say? You're a millennial.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Well, like, what attracted you to your fiance?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we met in high school.
Nice.
So we started off as friends.
I like that part.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's a good kid.
He's very nice.
He's funny.
He is pretty funny. He makes me laugh.
Humor is big.
He makes me laugh.
Isn't humor important?
Humor's amazing.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I'm finding that, nice guys and funny guys finish last. I mean, they don't take me seriously.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I have something to say to that. You know, everything is a manifestation of your thoughts. If you think you're going to finish last, guess what, pal? That's exactly where you're going to finish.
Okay,
the saying nice guys finish last, I think it exists because they give up or they think, you know, because tenacity gets you where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And so being really nice and putting everybody else ahead of you, well, guess what? Everybody's ahead of you. Well, hey, I'm back here. So be a little bit more assertive.
Yeah.
Put yourself, because here, people will treat you the way you treat you. I'm just full of these little one-liners, aren't I?
These are
but
very
they will,
good.
Women will treat you the way you treat you. So if you kind of come in, not like a, you know, an a-hole, but if you come in with some confidence, they'll be like, ooh, who's that guy? Like, you know, and just kind of like look over at a girl and kind of like look at her, kind of hold her gaze, kind of smile. Oh, what is he looking at? Oh, you know, kind of set him off a little bit. But if a guy thinks he's too cool for school and he's like, I'm like, ookie, well, you're going to stay on that wall and I'm going to just keep walking. But if a guy like you like looks at me and you just kind of hold my gaze and then kind of smile, like, not just like a cool like smile, I'll be like, oh, he's kind of cute, you know. And then nice guys do finish. That's exactly where they finish last. It doesn't mean you're not a nice guy. It just means you've put yourself in a position where
you're gonna be last.
Be overly nice. You don't need to be. I mean, I think being a gentleman is amazing. And then when you see it's not being appreciated or reciprocated, then stop. Because that's when she'll go in the vacuum of no air. She's gonna be like, oh my gosh, he's not. Stop, just stop. Don't do it anymore. And then if they're a keeper, they'll be like, you know what? I need to be more appreciative of what you were doing because you're not doing it anymore, and it sucks. And I want it back. So I'm gonna be, you know.
Yeah. Good points. Good, very good points. So, I'm always in that friend zone, you know.
Well, maybe that's
until
the,
you're
that
not.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he needs to change his filters from friend zone to more like possibility of maybe more intimate zone.
Well, like I said, she said Cam started in the friend zone.
Yeah,
and
I think
now.
It's good to start there.
Yeah. I actually, we met in high school. And I was actually dating one of his best friends
in high school.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
what about the bro code?
There, I guess there is no bro code in Cam's world.
Yeah, well, Cam went out, though. I mean, there's, would you bro code? So, yeah. No.
Wow. So, does that make sense so far?
Yes, it makes great advice. Great
so
advice,
we expect your homework to be, you'll be dating next week.
Well, I haven't been to any bar crawls lately.
No, come on, good old-fashioned bar crawl. Yes, yeah, you have to leave your house too.
Well, yeah,
like I'm guilty of that. I'm like, God, I'm so like lonely. I'm like, well, wait a minute, I haven't left my house in 2 days. So I go to the gym, I come back, I go straight.
Right.
But you know, some fun dating advice. If you're going to go on a date, make sure you get your car washed. Because she's going to get in your car, and I can't tell you, it doesn't really happen very often, but like I've looked, and it's just like, it's not the car, it's the inside. Mm-hmm. And you get in, you're like, ugh, God, what? Really? And change your sheets, and because you might just be able to bring her home. And if she if she comes home and your apartment is a filthy mess.
That's it.
Yeah.
So those are two things that I don't think guys really think about.
Clean underwear, too.
Well...
Yeah. That's a given.
Thank you, dear sir. But yeah, because you may, but you're definitely gonna pick her up.
Yeah.
So keep, you know, get your car.
And,
you know, just like cross your eyes and dot your T's. Like if you're gonna take her to a restaurant, you know, make sure your reservation's good. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to get there and have it. Just little things like that. But the car being clean.
That's big, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, imagine like you get in the car and there's like McDonald's wrappers or gym clothes or something. You're just like,
oh, that could be bad.
What do I smell? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, my friend from China, Danny.
Yeah. Danny.
You know him. You met him.
Sure.
He says you treat your car like you treat your lady.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of true.
Oh, wow.
Or like you treat yourself. It's like if it's filthy. Yeah. When people have filthy cars, it's like, what the world is going on in your underwear? No kidding. No.
That's what I said. Clean underwear.
You were right.
Too funny.
No, but yeah. So those are a couple little things. Yeah. You know.
Wow. So there is hope.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But okay.
All right.
So this is good. But let's go back real quick to confidence. How do you develop that though? Because that's the intangible. That does it take experience, just a change of mindset? Mantras, affirmations.
Yeah, I mean, I do it all the time.
What's your favorite?
No, but I mean, I've had to like come back, you know. And so I did every morning. Like I did it this morning. I woke up at some marketer called me up 4:39 this morning morning, and I forgot to turn my ring off, so I was sleeping with my ring off.
Oh man,
4:39. I was like, and I was like, what? So I've been up since 4:30. But I read three. I have three books that I read: two Joel Osteen, and one Eckhart Tolle, and they're all the same message.
Oh, The Power of Now.
Yes.
Gimme Knuckles.
Yep.
Good, but forgot that part.
No.
But, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we can make our own.
That's a great book.
Those are like, I was eating a lot of humble pie, guys, and humble pie does not taste good. And unfortunately, it's like you're on Humble Island, and it's the only meal, and you have to eat humble pie.
Yeah.
I mean, humble pie going to the barber college, it's doing the apprenticeship. It's just a lot of humble pie, but it's like, but you top it off, you know, your nightcap is reading those books, or my morning coffee. Like I read those books, and it's just, you know, it's like you little, you don't believe, but you want to believe. And then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, everything in those books have come true. Like it's coming true. It's happening.
It plants the seeds, changes
the
consciousness.
Seeds.
Maybe that's why we're here. In fact, I think that is why we're here.
Yes, exactly.
Quite honestly.
Yeah.
It's not what we necessarily do, but do whatever you do,
do it well.
Nicely said. Wow. I did that one this time.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Ever hear of Self-Realization Fellowship? Paramahansa Yogananda?
That sounds like a yoga movement. I don't do yoga.
No, but it's the mindset too. It's sort of cool. They got Lake Shrine out in LA, area. Cool place. Okay. But Wayne Dyer had some pretty good books.
Oh my gosh, I love Wayne Dyer.
Williamson.
I don't know who that is,
but
Wayne
Dyer.
Knuckles. Knuckles. No, we're doing Knuckles. I love Wayne Dyer. As a matter of fact, I might get a Wayne Dyer quote tattooed on me. I love Wayne Dyer.
He's very cool.
Amazing.
He passed away
six months ago.
Yeah, very sad.
You know what I like about him is that he doesn't come like, la, 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 la. I just came from the womb spiritual.
Yeah.
He was a really,
he's
like
had
eight kids by eight different women.
Yeah.
So he's been in the trenches. He's made more mistakes than, you know, and he was like, he was very like, listen, I really
good,
like Wayne Dyer.
Good guy. Tony Robbins by any chance?
I mean, back in the day, but I've never really, I don't know. He was big when I was in like my
80s.
A while ago, you know. So I wasn't that evolved yet.
Yeah.
I listened to him. I thought, oh, he's kind of cool. He's got like a big head, but he's kind of cool.
More on the practical side. Some spiritual touches, but
it all ties in, my friend.
It really does.
If you can think it, you can be it. And it's like you know, how do you get to be the best basketball player in the world? Well, it's because you woke up every morning and you made a choice and you practiced. So it's kind of, you know, oh, I can't do it. Well, okay, well then you can't. I mean, I'm not coming from. I mean, if something gets too, she knows. Like I have a really short. Like if something gets too much, just like getting something out of my purse, I'll be like, oh, whatever, and I'll just stop, because I just don't feel like I got hit by a wall sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I'm like, well, I still have to go in my purse and get it, so I might as well do it again. But I do that all the time, so I'm not coming from a place of like, ooh, you know, just trust me, things get overwhelming and I don't want to do it and whatever. But yeah, it's just doing it, making your mind up. Like I've made up my mind in the last like month that I'm ready to have like a new relationship.
I saw that on one of your interviews.
Did I say that?
Yes.
See, I'm manifesting.
It was those two girls.
Buzz After Buzz.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it's out in Los Angeles. It's a fun studio. And it's like all these different hosts. And they have, it was really cool. It was really cool. Like you can watch shows together and you've got the helmets on. These are not helmets. Yeah. And they have studios and then you can do, so they have cameras everywhere. It's kind of cool.
You did say you're ready for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you have someone in mind? And if you do or don't, what are the qualities that you're looking for?
You know, I want somebody, when I say successful, I mean, I want him to be a man that's got confidence. Like, so successful is not the right word. Like, I want to look at him and go across the room and go, that's my man. Like that one right there. And he doesn't have to be like this Adonis. Although, you know, I do tend to pull in some good ones. But, you know, it's more about confidence.
And we have them in this back room here for This Is Your Life.
You know what? This is really off color. Not off color, like beeper off color.
Get ready.
Yeah, no. Not like that kind of off color. Oh. But I think I may be a Black Widow. Because you're not going to have anybody, because I have four exes that have passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're not. There's not going to be a This Is Your Life. It's going to be a short list out there.
check, please.
Yeah. That's the Black Widow.
Oh, wow.
It's random.
I didn't know that.
Random. Like, it's just random.
But, you know, what's intriguing to me, I'm a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming as well.
Ooh, what does that mean?
That's Tony Robbins.
That means you'll do what he says.
Oh, no. Not a minion. No, but there's Svengali. Some hypnosis, but it's what Tony Robbins originally learned from his teachers, and he sort of, you know, twisted into his own deal, but it's a study of human excellence, basically. Oh. But so I pick up on words and nonverbal communication, and when you said you're ready, you said the word ready stuck to my mind. What does that mean to you, you're ready? Does that mean you're ready? Or is the universe ready for you to, you know, combine to do something greater than together than, or whatever? How does that, what
I feel
does
like
that mean?
Ready means, you know, for a long time, I felt like one of the biggest pieces of my pie, because I've eaten a lot of humble pie, really created this spiritual, like, and it wasn't just to read the book one time. It was like 3 or 4 years. I'm on my fifth time of reading two of the books. Stillness Speaks is a harder read. It's slower, and I'm on my second time. But I read them all. I just read them over and over and over.
And you'll learn every time something different.
Or now they're becoming affirmations.
Yeah.
Like now they're like, oh, this happened. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm on my fifth time of reading these books. And so I feel like now, but to go back, so there was a big piece of my, so that piece of my pie was very much, you know, filled up, iced, caked. It's really, it feels good. I've done that work. But I feel like what was really missing, that I feel like you attract your car. I mean, for a real long-term relationship, you kind of attract who you are.
Exactly.
I didn't have my career, and that was a big, I feel like I gained a lot of my
identity, maybe?
Yeah, identity and self-esteem from my productivity. I think we all do, to a degree.
Oh, absolutely.
So I was missing that, or I was in the trenches of it, and it's like I just needed to get... Now I feel like I'm ready to be ready. I don't know. I'm ready for the universe to like plant us, you know, because I know that if you look at like the times, the things in a watch, they're clicking together and they might not all come back together. It might take a time for the guy to be ready. Now I'm ready. Maybe it's 6 months for him to be ready.
Yeah.
Maybe he's working on himself somewhere in the universe. So I'm just kind of ready, you know.
Wow. I can't believe the time has gone, because I had one more question, and I don't know if we can answer it now, but what do you think you're missing? Or are you missing
anything?
Oh, no,
now I'm not. Now I feel like I can blend. Oh. Is this
Leah Michelle.
Leah Michelle.
Leah Michelle,
is this Frozen? Or
No. It's from New Year's Eve. Auld Lang Syne. Yes.
Oh, that's Auld a nice song. I love that. Michelle Harvey, it's been an honor,
it's been a pleasure.
Go to groomedbymichelleharvey.com. You won't regret it.
And tour group, and Monday, tour group. May 10th.
Yeah.
Yep. Monday, May 10th at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bravo.
And we'd love to have you on again if you're ever in town.
This is my family. I'm always here. Hannah Bumanas. Yeah.
This is fun. Okay, Joseph, thank you. This has been great.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy
Kathleen,
New Year.
Everyone. Trisha, thank you.
Are we going to do a countdown?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.